HKX.
In Gerald TR, sitting there eating a snack. You sound fine.
That's what I was wondering, to make sure I was making the repeater good tonight.
I wouldn't say this in person or anything, but you're perfect.
Appreciate that. And that's not something I hear very often.
I'm your wife.
What's that? She tells me I'm perfectly mean.
With me, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. Isn't that right, Bernie? Speak up. I didn't want that answer.
I think I know what that answer was before she said that. Not being too mean today.
She lies about that a lot with pain, but I'm not complaining. I'm looking down at the roses rather than up at the roots.
At least you're still here to feel the pain.
About that once a Marine had it on. There was something about the pain going out of your body is... Anyways, it's a good thing. I can't remember what the scene was on it, but that was a good one. Even for a Marine like Chris.
For HKX. Well, there have been some good ones out there about that, but I can't remember them right now.
Patrick, we didn't do much. I went out and fed the chickens and cleaned their watering system and gave them some oats and some corn, and they gave me 10 eggs in return.
Church this morning, and then my son had his wedding shower after church, so we stayed for that and had a meal there at the church with the fellowship for a while. And then I come home, and I have not done anything since. It's been a gloomy, kind of dreary day up here, raining on and off and misting when it's not raining, so it was a good day just to sit in the house and enjoy the recliner.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it was here. I just been watching that Cops on Patrol, and there's one other one. Wasn't much else on. I just like to watch the foolishness out there. I'm glad I'm not part of it. I wasn't even that way when I was young. You really see some crazy things on there. But it's kind of fun to watch when there ain't nothing else to do.
After that, same here. It's fun to watch, but I'm glad I don't have to mess with any of that.
And then a good friend of mine, his son was just accepted on the Greenville Police Department, and kudos to him. I mean, anybody that can take that kind of torture from the public, I'm all for them.
Roger that. Well, Tom, I'm going to step aside here and get ready for the net. Good to hear you, and hope you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. And I will talk to you tomorrow, if not here on the net. But good to hear you, and thank you for coming back to me.
Oh, quiet. You couldn't be better. KO4HKX in 0TR Clifton.
Evening, Tom, and 4ZLK.
Let's see. There was something I was going to ask you, and I forget what it was. Not too much on tonight on DX, except sideband, and it's a zoo. It's a place called Satimo and Principe or something like that. Sierra 9 Zulu. Go ahead, Patrick, if you're still there.
Okay, 04HKX. I'm just... You're getting ready to call in it, but good to hear you out there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello. Yeah, Tom, it's been pretty active today. I talked to a Guatemalan station. I think that's my first Guatemalan, I'm not sure, earlier on sideband. But that's about it. Just kind of listened around. granddaughter was over, so didn't get a lot of radio time earlier today, but sitting back here now.
Want to hear you. I did manage to talk to that USS Cobia, which, bless you, I have talked to them before on that submarine. It really amazes me. It's down in Wisconsin. You wouldn't think of a submarine down there. But I went through a submarine, a German U-boat. It's at the Museum of Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. But this one was in, I think, Waukesha. Out there, must have been on Lake Michigan, I guess.
If they just, I mean, I guess it was up in one of the Great Lakes, but I don't know if they just docked it there or if it actually served in those lakes up there.
It was a training ship. We used to work with conventional subs out between Santa Catalina and San Clemente Island. And the military has a lot of stuff on San Clemente. And they're 26 miles across the sea, you know. Bernice is over there sneezing one after another. Take a drink, hun. And anyways, it was a training vessel for, I think, 11 years there. I read their website. They really got a great website that talks about the equipment that they rejuvenated. It's just totally amazing. They got all that equipment back in operating condition. And they come down the St. Lawrence Seaway with it.
Pretty fascinating. I don't know if I would like to serve on a sub or not. I might be okay, but I'm usually okay with smaller, tight spaces, but sometimes I think about things like those spelunkers where they're having to blow out their air to squeeze between, you know, cracks in the, trying to get through in the caves there, and I just don't think I would like that.
I could sure see on that U-boat, when you walk down, when you went down inside of it, you walk between those engines, you just think about all of the smell coming off of that, and you realize why the sailors on the conventional subs called them pick boats. But they really had a long range and high speed on the surface. And that one there was in World War II, and it sank a big ship carrying armaments and artillery and an invasion force into Okinawa, Japanese. And they did sink it. And they were responsible for sinking, I forget how many other ships. I forget how many thousand tons. So it was in the mix of it.
Be amazing. All right, well, I'm going to let you go. Hello to Miss Bernice. And I think the net's about to start, so I better clear out of here. Make way for that. Nice to hear you tonight, Tom. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. There's been an Echo 51, which is Sierra Golf, Charlie. It's Cook Islands, and I don't know if you got that one or not. But there's a de-expedition there now out in the Pacific, so if you see it, grab on to it. N4ZLK, N0TR73.
QCQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin a roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And tonight we will begin with our pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next, we've got Mr. Fred, W4SCM. and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home down in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Gus, AA4GH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. And let's make sure that's where he was at tonight. Yep, he's back home. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next is Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. And I'm going to pause here for just a second. We'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, out there make their home over in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Next, we'd like to welcome Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we've got Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins tonight. But we do have an Echo Link station, so we're going to pause right here and allow our Echo Link stations to check in. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit. And I'll hang around.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, and he's up there, or over there in Brown Summit for me. And John, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back around shortly. And thank you for checking in with us. And with that, we're going to see if we got any new amateur radio operators out there that are first time checking into the net and see if they want to check in here. And this is your opportunity to overcome that price to push the PTT, and if you don't know how to check in, just give me your call sign and we'll take care of the rest of it. So new amateur calls only, new amateur calls only. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we don't have any out there now, but if we do have some listening, don't be afraid to push that little button. We'll be glad to welcome you in and make you feel at home. But with that, we're going to move on up to the RF section, and tonight we're going to start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Name Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Weyers Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
Oh. Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central, negative and negative.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this group in here. First there is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They made their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down there in Weyers Shoals. And Rick, thank you for stopping by and checking the family in tonight. I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and he's down there in Greer. And Dave is our net manager. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with us. Next, we'd like to welcome Michael, K4AFT, down there in Central. And Michael, you're sounding good coming in from Central, so I do appreciate that. And you thank you for stopping by, sir. And with that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. And I will be negative, negative, Mike Patrick. Good to hear you.
HKX. Everybody on the net. Please check in and out. K Kilo Mike 4, Echo Foxtrot Tango, Shannon in Hendersonville.
HKX. Patrick, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and for HHC, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
KO4 HKX and the Blue Receiver Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home over there in Candler. And Harry, if you're still around, I tried to check in over with you on Monday night over on Spivey Mountain. I could hear y'all, but I'm assuming you couldn't hear me because I couldn't get in. But I did listen and appreciate you calling that net. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Shannon, KM4EFT. And she makes her home over in Hendersonville. And Miss Shannon will be having a 2-meter simplex net tomorrow night at 8:30. And she will start out on FM 146-580. Again, that's FM 146-580. And at 9 o'clock, she will move over to 2-meter single sideband, and that's upper sideband. And that frequency will be 144.205, if I remember correctly. And Shannon, you correct me on that if I'm wrong.
KM4FT.
Shannon.
Just one correction. It's on Tuesday nights. Everything else was great. I got to go inspect my eyelids for cracks. Thanks, Patrick. KM4EFT.
Yeah, it is Sunday night, isn't it? Trying to get through that week too quick. Thank you for the correction there. And again, that is Tuesday night, and Miss Shannon will be holding that net at 8:30, starting at 8:30. And if you live up here in the Transylvania County, Hendersonville area, or even down the I-26 corridor, you've got a good shot at making it into Miss Shannon. She's got a really nice setup, and it's a lot of fun. So I know you'll enjoy it. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Warren, K4HHC, and he's down there in Taylor's. And Warren, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate that. And with that, we will try again. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
6-0, please check in KK4HXC. Earl and Travis, I'll be monitoring.
Give me your call again. It's a little quick for me, and you got a little white noise with you.
KK4HXC.
HXC, is that right?
HXC.
Baker, okay, gotcha. This is KO4HKX. The Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, we'd like to welcome Mr. Earl, KK4HXB, and he is down there in Traveler's Rest. And I'm assuming you're portable tonight since you've got that white noise with you again.
Negative. I just got my PS2000 back up and running. I probably need to do some fine dining on it and get it tuned in to where I need to be, but let me play with it.
Well, it's, like I said, it's just a little quick for me and then the white noise there, so appreciate you hanging around and working with me on that and checking in with me tonight. And with that, we will move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
HKX.
Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6, KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Net control, Patrick, please check in Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI4, KCX. This is Jerry. We in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight if I'm getting into the repeater.
Ken, come out, Whiskey Port, India, Yankee, India, Robert, in Rock Hill.
This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he's down there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, and enjoy that day off tomorrow. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, and he's down there in Greenville. And Ken, thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX, and he is down there in Gray Court. And Jerry, you're making it into the repeater just fine tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, W4IYI, down there in Rock Hill. And Robert, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping in, and you've got a good signal coming in from Rock Hill. Thank you, sir, for that. And with that, we will try one more time, India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KX, please check in out of turn, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Elise. Elise is all on the net, no traffic, no comment. Thanks, Patrick.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a wonderful week. And thank you for calling the net over on the 146-640 machine. And that does have a tone of 91.5, and it starts at 8 o'clock. And that is a fun net to check into. There's a lot of information moved through the over there for this area. And just clubs, involvements, and different things going on. And for those of you that don't know, there is a slow scan net at 7 o'clock on Sunday night on that same repeater that Zach calls. And if you've ever done slow scan, you'll enjoy that. I have not tried to participate in it, but I have sat and listened to it, and it is a good net to be a part of, and it doesn't take a whole lot of equipment to do it. I've downloaded the app for my phone where I can decode and send pictures that way, and it's just fun to try. So just keep that in mind if you ever want to give it a try. But with that, we will try again. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think we're going to have to send a search party out for our Mike through Papa group. I knew they wouldn't. I don't think any of them checked in last night and none tonight, so we might have to see what happened to them. But we're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. All on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'm just being out tonight, Patrick. Happy birthday, Devil Dogs, and hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He's down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful evening. And thank you for stopping by and checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, my good friend, KO4QLG, and he is down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for your service, sir. Do appreciate that. And I meant to mention it earlier, but just a reminder that tomorrow is Veterans Day. Let's remember these men and women have fought and died for this country, and honor them. They've given up a lot of their life, one way or another. So let's definitely remember that. And with that, we will try again. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Pause. We're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Thank you for calling the net, and hello to you and Elise. Everyone else on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic. I'll be here for a little while. And thank you to everyone who served.
KX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is KQ4WLB. That's KQ4WLB. Roger and Traverse Rest. I'll be negative.
KX. check in. WB4ZPH, Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4UBD, Jan and Traveler's Rest. Thank you to all who have served.
I was right here. And the first station that checked in, I don't think I got your call sign right, so if I didn't, please come back to me. If you didn't hear it in here, please come back to me. We'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, and he is down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4UBD, and she makes her home down there in Traveler's Rest. Jan, good to hear you tonight, and ma'am, thank you for stopping by and checking in with me. With that, we're going to pause right here and give that station a chance to come back in here and see if I can't get him checked in.
KQ4WLB. KQ4WLB. This is Roger in Traveler's Rest.
KQ4WLB. Whiskey Lima Bravo. And that is Robert, but I didn't get your location.
Traveler's Rest.
I got you there, Roger. Thank you, sir. I got you down in the system now. Appreciate you checking in with me. So you do have a pretty good hum on your signal, and just want to make you aware of it. But thank you for stopping by and checking in tonight, Roger. KO4, HKX, and Blue Ridge Team Internet. With that, we're going to try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4, HKX.
KX and 4ZLK, did you get me?
Did get you, Shane, but when put Roger's call in, sometimes it deletes out the call before it, so I apologize for that. I normally catch it, but I missed it that time, so we'll put you in here and I'll check you in right quick. We'd like to welcome N4ZLK, that is Mr. Shane, and he makes his home down there in Traveler's Rest. And Shane, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Beth have a good evening. Thank you for stopping by and coming back in here and correcting me.
KX and N4VUT, that's November 4 Victor Uniform Tango. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks a lot for calling that, Patrick.
KX. Please check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, that's KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to Unit 1 on net.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jamie, N4VUT, down there in Tigerville. Jamie, good to hear you tonight. Good to see you yesterday. And appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. And they make their own. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping in here and checking in with me. And with that, we've got an EchoLink station that just popped up, so we're going to pause right here. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Good evening to yourself, Patrick, on the net. Negative and negative this evening.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. He makes his home down there in Greenwood. Stephen, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for coming in here and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. Hope you and Miss Jennifer have a good week. And again, thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Parkway, HKX. W4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no shoot or not. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Well, we got a good group there. And we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make the home down there in Greer. Larry, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and Miss Donna have a good week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. Gene, good to hear you, sir. Thank you for stopping in. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. And they made the home down there in Easley. And Gary, good to hear you. And please tell Joy, Elise and I said hello. And hope you have a good week. Look forward to talking to you. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in Kilo Officer 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. This must be negative and negative.
4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Edin Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, our Monday Night Net Controller, KO4JKV. He makes his home up there in Asheville. Duncan, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, W4EDW. He makes his home over there in Bavard. Thank you for stopping in here tonight, Ed, and Ed just out the road from me, so I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time and see if we get any more. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of their net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. John, KN4RJN. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KN4RJN. Evening, Patrick. What's going on in your world there, brother?
Well, in the last week, let's see, in the last 2 weeks, I've gained a daughter-in-law, so gained a daughter. Had a wedding shower for them this evening, and other than that, it's just been work, 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 and trying to help out and volunteer up here at Anchor still when I have some free time.
This is KN4RJN. Well, congratulations on your new daughter-in-law and her husband. that's always good news. Anyway, let me tell you what's going on in the sky here. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to be here tomorrow night, so I thought I better hop in this evening and see what I can do here. But let me give you what's going on here. Hang on. This is KN4RJN. And sun is still kicking up its heels. It's going to be kind of noisy. We got a 70% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to moderate radio blackout on the daylight side, and about a 30% chance of anything greater than that. So it's probably going to be noisy for the rest of the week. Meteor showers coming up. We've got the Leonids, which will peak on November 18th. Unfortunately, the moon will have been full about 2 or 3 days before that. Let's see, the full moon's on the 15th, so yeah. We're going to have a big moon in the sky, and that's going to make it a little bit harder. They are bright. It has a zenith hourly rate of 10 to 15. They're bright and they're fast. And it looks like your best bet would be around 4 or 5 in the morning when the radiant is rising and the moon is setting. And you might be able to catch one or two there. Other than that, what's going on in the sky right now? Let me get back over here and drop for just a second. This is the end. Full moon, of course. It'll be on the 14th of November, And, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, 15th of November, also known as the Frost Moon, and that will be another of the four consecutive supermoons. It'll be a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter since it's very close to perigee. And if you get a chance to get out, if your skies are clear, go out and take a look at that. As far as what is clear in the sky right now, most of the eastern seaboard is in clouds from looking at the radar. And let me see here. Yeah. Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, West Virginia, and all the way up into New England is all socked in with clouds this evening, so you're not probably not going to see a whole lot this evening. But if they are clear on the 15th, be sure and get a chance to look at that supermoon. Other than that, Patrick, I will send it back to you.
The Blue Ridge 2-meter net, KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And John, you're welcome here anytime. I'm glad to have you here tonight and appreciate you bringing that information to us. But yeah, with the gloomy weather that has been here tonight, I doubt I will see much of anything. So, and I think they're still calling for rain, a chance of rain tomorrow also. Maybe clear up about Wednesday, if I remember correctly. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then start raining again for the weekend. So, looks like it's going to be a wash on a lot of that for me here in my area.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, you're, where are you located? You're in Western North Carolina, correct?
Yeah, roger that. The easiest way to find me is I look for the DuPont State Forest, and I'm at the bottom of the hill down in the valley on the Transylvania County side. So that's where I'm at. The general location there and just outside of Brevard.
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, I'm just a little north of Greensboro, so I'm over on the eastern side. But, yeah, it's cloudy over here, too. I can't see squat out there right now. But, yeah, if the weather will break and the clouds clear up, be sure and go out and look at the sky and see what you can see. This is KN4RGN, and I'm back on out of here. You have a good evening, 73s.
I do appreciate you bringing that in here. I know there's lots of people that like to hear that information. And I like to look at it when I'm driving of a morning if I'm going to be out there, because, like, in the morning I'll leave the house about 4:15. So I've got plenty of daylight or nighttime driving ahead of me to look at the sky right as I'm coming off the mountain overlooking the Greenville Valley there. That's usually a pretty good view of what's going to happen through there for me, the southern exposure. But do appreciate you stopping in here tonight, and, again, always welcome. Glad to have you. And hopefully you can make it in here tomorrow and it does clear up for you. But with that, we'll pause right here and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All right, let's see, we don't have any more. And with that, I think Shane was going to hang around. N4ZLK, please call KO4HKX.
KX, N4ZLK. I was hoping you caught that. Anyway, had a pretty good day today. Yesterday, we went to a memorial service for the mother of a neighbor, our kid, a family our kids grew up with, the grandmother of the kids. She was 95, I think, passed away about a month ago. And it was good to see all the old neighbors and their kids, and all of our kids were there, and the kids that we used to remember as little running around the neighborhood, they're all grown, and a couple of them have babies now, so just like us, it's interesting to see the generations moving on like that. But we had a good time there. Even though it was sad, it was nice to be able to celebrate.
Roger that. It's sad and unfortunate that's what it takes to bring family and friends together anymore, is the passing of a loved one. We don't just get together for the fun of it anymore. I know growing up, we used to have family reunions every year, and used to have to travel up into Madison County here, because that's where a lot of my grandparents' family was from. So
always make that trip up there, and was always look forward to it, and got to see people that you don't see there very much, and now I haven't seen any of them, and I couldn't tell you when. I wouldn't even know them if they walked up, but it's sad that that's what it takes to get us together anymore.
Get together with these families at least once a year, several of the neighbors. We've all kind of moved on from where we were, the street we were on, and so we still try to get together. It doesn't always work out, but still try to get together sometime around New Year's, and have a good time of getting together, and all the kids relive memories, and it's fun to pay attention to that. But when I was a youngster back in the 70s, I remember driving up to Ohio with my parents several times for family reunions. It seemed like there was one every year or every other year for my dad's side of the family. And it didn't happen for a long time. And then about 5 years ago, some of the cousins up there said, we want to do this. We're the oldest generation now. So we had another family reunion, and it was true. There weren't any more of the older aunts and uncles or great aunts and uncles. We were the old ones, our generation. But it was really fun to be there and see cousins that I had. Some of them I'd actually never met, so that was fun and interesting. And sometimes a little peculiar, but you know how that is. you can't pick your family. So, but we had a good time.
No, you can't pick your family, and there's always at least one in the family that makes it interesting, that's for sure. And I think since the advent of Facebook and things like that, people just don't get together like they used to. You know, they say we have a instant connection here, but really, is it a connection when you're using the rectangle of death to do it? It's not the same. I like seeing somebody face to face and shaking their hand every once in a while and sitting down and enjoying a cold glass of tea or water or whatever it is, coffee or a hot glass of tea that you enjoy, and just having a conversation.
And the technology does help us keep up, I guess, a little easier, so you kind of know what's going on, but it is nice to get together. And on that note of there's always one, if you show up to your family reunion and there are no strange people there, then you might want to check yourself, because you might be the one that's strange, because there's always one.
Roger that. Yep, if you think there's nobody strange, then you might be the one. So that's a good way of looking at it.
Didn't really know it was going to rain. I got used to all that sunshine we had for a while. I guess we do need the rain, and it is coming down nice instead of all at once. So maybe it'll get a chance to soak in very slowly. And then Seth and Nadine and Ada came over today. Got to spend a little time with Ada. As soon as she walked in the door, she wanted to start playing. So we played with some blocks, and we played hide and seek, and we built a fort, and we did some drawing. I think Beth read her a couple of books, and I don't know, just had a good time. It was fun seeing her. She was in a wedding yesterday, so we didn't get to see her very long at the memorial service. Seth and her dropped by for a little bit, but then they had to go to a wedding yesterday afternoon. She was a flower girl in, so that's her second one. She's only 3 years old, and she's already been in two weddings.
Hopefully she's a flower girl or ring bearer for quite some time. Nothing else.
A little ways to go. Anyway, but I've had a good day. We just kind of hung out around the house, and didn't do much today. Didn't get anything done. Did play a little bit of radio, or at least made a couple CW contacts, ran out, took some chicken soup over to Gabrielle and Connor. They're both not feeling under the weather, or are feeling under the weather, or however you say that. They are under the weather, not feeling well, and got to talk to a neighbor on the radio while I was in the mobile, so that was fun, too. But that's about it, Patrick. Got a good net going, and I appreciate you calling it. And again, thank you to everyone who served. We appreciate your sacrifice and the time spent. Got a few family members that spent some time in the military, and we all appreciate it. So I'll turn it back to you and let you carry on with the net. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
KO4HKX and the Blues 2 meter net. Well, Shayna, I appreciate you hanging around with me and rag-tuning with me for a few minutes. And I did catch that. Not always 100% sure on that. Still takes a little work, but I was pretty confident on catching you there. But appreciate that, and I hope you and Miss Beth have a good week and enjoy your day off tomorrow. But with that, we'll try again, see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. With that pause, if I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HKX. I invite you back tomorrow night, Monday night, and to come by and hang out with Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. He will be calling the net for us, and look forward to hearing him and seeing what he's got. And again, want to tell everyone thank you for your service and happy Veterans Day. And let's remember and honor those men and women for what they've done, what they've given for this country tomorrow. So thank you for that. But with that, I'll send my net report, and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have our thanks for your check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX.
ETX, you still there? Dead KI4LZI. ETX, KI4LZI.
KO4HKX, Andy, you trying to get a hold of Ed, N4EDW?
Okay, I got a letter off. I'm glad you corrected me. His old call sign, I remember it well, but this new one, I'm glad you corrected me about it. Yeah, it was who I was trying to get a hold of. He done some simplex type recordings on our net on the 7-9 repeater about a week or two ago, and I was involved in it, and so was he, and I was going to ask him what, you might say, terrain objects was between he and I. I got general ideas about it, but I don't know them for sure, and I was trying to get a hold of him to find that out, but I don't guess he's still here, though.
Kind of a chance to come in there, but I guess he's not here. But from where he lives, coming into, I'm assuming that, is that the Pickens or Anderson repeater, the 790?
Boy, LZI, it's technically the Anderson repeater, but they have no high ground down there other than on top of that hospital building where they got the 970. It's actually up here above me, up here on Sassafras Mountain. And that simplex that took place, he and I was part of it, and I was just wondering, from, like I said, from the lay of the land, what was in between he and I, but I don't think, as you say, he's here.
I don't think he's here, but Ridge Mountain is in between you and him and Caesar's Head, so you've got a lot of dirt between where he's located and where you're located.
It could be. I know there's some. I just don't know what all. He took and got all that done down to such a way, marking it on a kind of a map kind of thing, you might say, topography map. What the technical word is, a topography map. And at some point, I'd like to him to tell me, verify what I think I know.
Well, if I hear him on the radio, I'll let him know you're trying to reach out for him, or I can send him a text for you.
It's fine. I don't have to know it now. If he'd have to been here, that would have been fine. He knows what I'm talking about. He and I both participated in it. got ideas, as you say, but he's supposed to have done that with topography, kind of deal about it. He's got it down in a map structure and of all that. And I want him someday to let me know about it.
That. Well, if I hear him, I will, or talk to him, I will definitely pass the information along that you're trying to reach out to him. But like I said, I've got his number. I can send it a text for you.
Hey, that's all I was wanting to know. He sent that down there to KL7FO last week, and something went wrong, and he didn't get it, and he sent it again tonight. KL7FO, that very thing I'm talking about. I just want to know about it between he and I, you know, the official stuff.
Like I said, I'll pass it along for you. But Andy, I'm going to hop out of here and get ready to call tonight because 4 o'clock comes early. But good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by and checking in on the net with me. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Okay, I know you've got an early morning. I just want to know what the results of that is officially. KI4LZI.